Have y'all in recent time watched the new rendition of Fred Rogers done by Tom Hanks? Y'all need to go see if y'all haven't seen it. But I gotta wait all this time because I didn't want to spoil the movie for those who haven't seen. But in Tom Hanks' rendition of Mr. Fred Rogers, he began the movie by saying this, and it took me 10 minutes to write it down, so I quote it for you. I would like for you to meet a new friend of mine. His name is Lloyd Vogel. Someone had hurt my friend Lloyd, and not just on his face. He's having a hard time forgiving the person who hurt him. Do you know what that means? To forgive? It's a decision we make to release a person from the feeling of anger we have at them. It's strange, but sometimes it's the hardest of all to forgive someone we love. That's from Fred Rogers. And Mr. Rogers in other places have also said, love is not a state of perfect caring. It is an active noun like struggle. To love someone is to strive to accept that person exactly the way he or she is, right here and now. Forgiveness is hard. And I'll be the first person to tell you that I struggle with forgiving people, especially the people who have hurt me or hurt the people that I care about. And to forgive someone takes just more than the sentiment and the emotion, is the acts of the will. Yet, forgiveness isn't only for us. It's also about the other person, in letting go of the shadow that we have held against them. Forgiveness, according to one of my spiritual advisors, quoting a saying, to take an act of revenge is human, but to forgive is divine. We can only forgive with the grace of God, because without God, we cannot come to embrace someone's imperfections, and especially what they have done to hurt us. My brothers and sisters, forgiveness is the act of the will, because there are times that we cannot forgive or even pray for those who have done wrong against us. Yet we have heard in the second reading today from St. Paul, he said, each and every one of us is the temple of the Lord. And oftentimes when we hate somebody, when someone done wrong for us, we immediately want to send them to hell, the hell that we have created for them. And we forget that the same God who is in you and I are in the same person who need forgiveness. And we need to pray for the person who have hurt us. It's not easy. It's unnatural. And that's why forgiveness is an act of supernatural and grace-filled willingness. My brothers and sisters, forgiveness helps us to let go of the hell that we have created for ourselves and for others. Forgiveness also creates a space and time for God to intervene within us, to change us, and to change the other person. That's why forgiveness is hard. The word mercy comes from the Latin word misericordia, meaning to have the heart to feel the misery and the pain of the other person. If the other person has done something wrong for us, it's easy for us to say, I'm going to get you, I'm going to hurt you, or I'm going to wish that things go wrong for you. But remember, to have mercy is to have the heart to feel the pains that the other person is going through as well. One of my spiritual director who have told me when I was struggling to forgive someone that truly hurt me, he said, Koi, we all do things with good intentions except for psychopaths. We all do things with good intentions, but when we carry them from thoughts to action, the devil knows our brokenness, and sometimes he plays against our brokenness and turns us against one another. And this is why God has to be in our relationship and where it hurt the most. I don't know about you, when he asked me to pray for the person who hurt me the most, I said, "Father, you're crazy. I can't do that. I can't even think of the name of the person at this moment, less you're asking me to pray for this person." He said, "For the sake of your sanity and for the sake of your prayer life, you need to pray for this person." And I don't know about you, but when you hate, or I shouldn't hate, let's say hate, when you dislike a person a lot, when you say that person's name, your body go into convulsion and you literally shake because the anger that's in there and the hatred that's in there and the human desires that are in there. But yet to say, "Lord, I invite you in here. I choose to pray. I choose to forgive. I choose to love, Lord." It's hard. It's an act of the will and an act that can only come from God. That's why forgiveness is divine. My brothers and sisters, when was the last time you have prayed for someone who have hurt you? When was the last time you have prayed for someone that is in need of forgiveness? Perhaps another question, when was the last time you prayed for yourself who is in need of God's forgiveness? To forgive, we need God's grace. To know the sweetness of how much it takes for us to hear the word of absolution when we go to confession. Through the ministry of the church, may God grant you pardon and peace. And through the priest, the Holy Mother Church said, "Therefore, I absolve you from all your sins, not of the power of the priest, but in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Perhaps our world is lacking forgiveness because we don't know what it means to be forgiven by God. When was the last time we taste the sweetness of divine mercy and forgiveness through the sacrament of reconciliation? And once we know that God hath forgiven us, not because we deserve it, but because of his grace, then we can in turn begin to pray, to let go, and choose to forgive the one who have hurt us. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you, to live without forgiveness is hellish. I have been there. And if we do not forgive, that anger, that hatred consume us deep from within. It's like gangrene eating us from within. Make our life miserable. And because misery loves company, if we cannot forgive others, we in turn want others to feel miserable as well. And that's why we destroy one another. We have seen people in our lives who hate themselves so much, who are miserable deep from within, who cannot forgive themselves or forgive other people, that they in turn have to hurt other people to feel good, to feel that they're in control, to feel that they can suppress someone or hurt someone just because they can. And because of that, our world is being divided. Our world is lacking God because we never allowed God, never invite God, and never let God be in the center of where it hurts the most. It's easy to come to God to say, "God, I need something. I want something." But when was the last time that you and I invite God to where it hurt the most, where it mattered the most, where we cannot do it with our own ability? My brothers and sisters, without forgiveness, We cannot be disciples of Jesus Christ. Jesus told us in the scripture today really clear, especially in the gospel, that just as God has forgiven us, we need to learn to go the extra mile in forgiving one another as well. So, my homework for you today is that go home, reflect, and think about the person that is in need of your prayer, in need of your forgiveness, in need of God in that relationship right now. And all I can tell you is that even though we have chosen to forgive someone, doesn't mean that that the relationship is going to be good. There are people that I still pray today that have hurt me tremendously, that the relationship never gone back well. That's fine. Things don't have to be perfect to be perfected by the grace of God. Choose to forgive. Choose to invite God therein and said, Lord, I need you and I offer this person up to you. Help me to forgive as you have forgiven.